Welcome. My name is Mike Mattuzzi. I'm the host of Contemporary Spirituality. And this afternoon, I have the pleasure of speaking with John O'Connor, the president, and Ted Coppin, the director of corporate work study for Cristo Rey. So, gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
You bet.
Thank you.
So to get started, gentlemen, just tell the listeners about Cristo Rey. What is that? What is it? What's it all about?
Well, great. Thank you for having us. You know, Cristo Rey is a high school in Kansas City. Our mission at Cristo Rey, Kansas City, is to provide a Catholic college and career prep education that's enhanced by an innovative corporate work study program to a group of culturally diverse, ambitious students with economic need. We try to provide Cristo Rey an educational experience, our students, and we try to help them ignite hope, expand possibilities, and invest in their dreams. So currently we have about 290 students that we work with, freshmen, ninth grade through 12th grade. We do all of these things because we educate these students in the urban core of Kansas City. These students want a private Catholic school education, but a lot of times they cannot afford other private school alternatives in the Kansas City area. We live by five core values here at Cristo Rey High School each and every day. Those are integrity, respect, responsibility, partnership, and spirituality. We were so very fortunate that in 2005, the Sisters of Charity of Leavenworth, who are our Catholic religious sponsors, were approached about opening a Cristo Rey High School in Kansas City because there was a need to have this Catholic college and career prep high school in the Kansas City urban core. The Sisters of Charity of Leavenworth said yes, and now Cristo Rey Kansas City is part of a nationwide network of 37 schools in all that serve students with economic need from California to New York, Minnesota to Texas. All of our schools meeting the critical needs of God's people while sharing their gifts of Cristo Rey Kansas City to help make this ministry happen.
Hey, Christopher.
Oh, go ahead. Sure. Yeah. Sorry.
No, go ahead. I don't want to cut you off, John. And this is John O'Connor, the president of Cristo Rey, speaking. Go ahead, John.
I was just going to finish up by saying, you know, at Cristo Rey, we are igniting hope for our students every day. We are expanding the vast possibilities of our young men and women who go to school here that they may never have had a chance, that they might not have had a chance unless it was for Cristo Rey. We are investing in their dreams for a better tomorrow. We hope that we get, you know, our students to college and finish their college degree. And we always hope so much more for them. We are very proud to be the place for our students and for our Kansas City community. We are blessed to be in Kansas City. We are blessed to provide this service to these wonderful young men and women. And we continue to strive to be that Catholic college prep school that helps our students get to the next level. So again, Mike, thanks for having us.
Sure. Well, thank you for that big picture approach. The only follow-up question I have is physically, especially for those in Kansas City, where are you? Where is the address? And if they drive by, what would they see?
Sure. We are on the Redemptorist campus at 211 West Linwood in Kansas City, Missouri. And so if you drive by the Redemptorist Church right there on Broadway in Linwood, that faces the corner of the VFW building, is right across the street. We are right next door to the east of the Redemptorist Church. And I always say kind of jokingly that we're kind of west of the Costco off of Main, and then everyone knows where we're at when I say Costco off of Main.
Mm-hmm.
So. But we really appreciate our partnership that we have with the Redemptorist. We get a chance to use, I always tell the kids, we get a chance to use the best church, best chapel in Kansas City, because we get, when we have mass over at the Redemptorist Parish Our Lady of Perpetual Help, those kids get to see a beautiful, beautiful church and experience, you know, God through that beautiful church and through the Redemptorist priest. So we're very excited to have that relationship and continue that relationship for our school and for our kids.
Excellent. Okay, Ted Kalpin, you are the Director of Corporate Work Study Program. I know about this firm about 5 years into it. We've had Amaya Tanner here for several years, sophomore, junior, and senior year. She was great. We've had Zion Thomas here his sophomore year, and now we have Danella Lopez here, who's a freshman. Can you tell us more about the Corporate Work Study Program?
Absolutely. Thanks again, Mike, for having us this
sure.
morning. John mentioned that there's 37 Cristo Reyes in the country, across the country. The first Cristo Rey started in Chicago in 1996. And this work study program was really an afterthought to some extent. It was the initial idea was to have a college prep school in the urban core of Chicago. And they thought that was a great idea, but they had no idea how they were going to fund it. And so they had a local business person come up with this idea of the students working their way through high school, because this business person had done that himself. And so he came up with the concept of the corporate work study program, which is four students work each one day a week to fill one full-time position. So each student works one day a week for all 4 years to help fund half the cost of their education. So initially it was just thought of as a funding mechanism. What they soon came to realize that for the students, the work study program is a real game changer. It is one thing for us to tell the student here at Cristo Rey that they can make a better life for themselves and give themselves more options and opportunities if they go to college. It's a completely different level of understanding for them to go out into the workplace one day a week for 4 years and experience that and get to work side by side with college educated professionals. The doors that opens, the light bulb that goes off is on for them is transformative. And we've heard that over and over again from our graduates. We now have over 140 college graduates that have achieved what is the ultimate goal for every one of our students, and that is to break the cycle of poverty.
Tell us about, and I apologize if I'm bouncing all over, tell us about percentages maybe that go on to college. I think that might be of interest.
Sure. Since 2010, which was our first graduating class, 100% of our students have been accepted into college. Each year, there's a handful of students that decide to go on a different path. Maybe it's the military, maybe it's a career, apprenticeship. But typically, somewhere in the low 90% every year go on to college. And then we track them since day one. We've tracked their progress and where they are. We have an alumni coordinator who keeps in contact with all of our graduates. And so we know that of all of our graduates over that time, that right about 60% of those graduates have either graduated from college or are still in college, which that percentage is five times the national average for students in that same socioeconomic class across the country. That success rate is really about the foundation of that is the values-based college prep academics, of course, and then the transformative piece is the work study program and what it provides.
To pick up on what your last answer, Ted, when you say five times the social economic class, what it leads me to believe that the next question would be, what is the social economic class that your students are coming from?
Sure. All of our students are of high economic need. They are the average income for a family of four at Cristo Rey is about
$29,000. Wow.
And that's the model across the country, is that we only serve those families of high economic need.
Sure. All right, let me move to a different subject. You two, and I know you fairly well, over gotten to visit with you over the past several years. Ted, probably you more than John, just because of the corporate work program. But you folks, you were very bright, very articulate. You could be making a lot more money in the private sector. Tell the listeners more about your faith journey. What led you here, and when you made the decision to join on at Cristo Rey, why Cristo Rey and why then?
You know, this is John. I would love to start with my answer. I was very fortunate to grow up in a house that was able to send me to Catholic grade school and high school. So I had kindergarten through 12th grade and educated by not only several different orders of sisters, but also the Christian Brothers at O'Hara High School. I had two wonderful parents that, you know, we went to mass every week. They got me involved in playing guitar in the choir, and that became a big part of my high school experience, is joining campus ministry, joining those opportunities to share my faith with not only the students at the high school, but also the families at my local parish, and then the community, the O'Hara community at large, when we'd have big events. So that was something that I really took pride in. And so when I started my career in education, I actually started in the public school system, but was drawn back to a Catholic high school because of the daily prayer, because of the opportunity to share my faith with my students, because of the opportunity to go to mass on a weekly basis and pray every class period as a teacher with my kids, to pray before we had an athletic event, to really incorporate prayer and this Catholic faith into what I was doing. And so throughout my 26-year career, I kind of wove in and out of public schools to Catholic schools. And one of the greatest events I will remember is after I was married, I was at a public high school and I was offered a job at a Catholic high school as an athletic director. And my wife and I went in to visit with the principal at that time. And she was really looking at me in an odd way, because the salary was going to be about $20,000 to $30,000 less than what I was making at the public school. But when she heard the prayer during the interview, when she heard the kids praying, when she walked through the Catholic school common area and the hallways and saw the way those young men and women expressed themselves, she looked at me, and I will remember it like it was yesterday, like, now I understand why you want to be here. And wow. And so that really, from that moment on, I have really, you know, whether it was a elementary Catholic school, elementary or Catholic high school, I've really been drawn to the Catholic schools so that I could share my faith. Currently at Cristo Rey, Kansas City, I still use my guitar skills. I don't know how skilled I am, but I share my voice and guitar skills at mass with the students, with the staff members here. And it's something that I wouldn't be able to do if I was in another location. And I also believe we're living out, you know, God's will here at Cristo Rey, that we are serving young men and women who need us and who need that example and who need God in their life and that faith journey in their life. And to be part of Cristo Rey and the Sisters of Charity of Leavenworth as our sponsors, those students here get that experience every single day. And we are so blessed. And I am so blessed to be here because of that. So it's been a great 4 years, finishing up my fourth year here, and it continues to draw the love out of my heart, and the ability to show my faith is such a huge part of that, and God's love for all of us. So
Outstanding. Thank you very much for sharing. Ted, if I remember correctly, you were in the private sector, I think, with Hallmark for years. And then, but tell us more about private and nonprofit, and then kind of your faith journey and why Crystal Ray then.
Sure. I also am fortunate to grow up in a household that I was able to go to Catholic grade school and high school. I actually went to grade school here in this very building, which is where Crystal Ray is. Yeah, from kindergarten through eighth grade, it was Redemptorist Catholic grade school, and that's where I attended, and so did all my siblings. And yeah, so it's a little bit of coming home for me. After college, I was in the private sector and mostly in small business, actually. I was fortunate to have a couple of partners, and we started and ran and sold a couple of small businesses, and then was able to work for another few companies, and also on the smaller scale, I would say. But always in the sales, marketing, operations, kind of overseeing operations side. They were means to an end. They were good occupations. I was able to, provide for my family and send my kids to private schools as well, private Catholic schools as well. But there was always something tugging at me that I wanted to do something, that really was making more of a difference. I felt like my career when I was younger made a difference in my own kids' lives, and being able to provide them with the opportunity to go to private Catholic schools, grade school and high school. But once they got to a certain age, I felt like I was being called to do something different. And I'd always coached, and I thought, well, maybe I wanted to teach. And so I knew about Crystal Ray and loved the concept, loved the idea of students' work to help fund half the cost for education. And so I came to a meet and greet and just felt called. I just said, I really want to work there. And actually, it had been a couple of years coming that I had been looking for another opportunity. And so when this opportunity to be at the work study program came up, it was just a perfect blend of all the things I've done that led me to this point. And I feel really blessed that, all my experiences up to this point have really benefited me, all the connections that I made and all the opportunities. My friends who were in the private sector asked me, well, how can you work at a nonprofit? I say what I do is very similar to what I did before. The work study program is really like a small business that runs inside of a high school. And we have relationships with our job sponsors, just like in small business, you have relationships with your clients. And so it really is very fulfilling for me. It's honestly the best thing that I've ever done professionally, far and away. I work now because my kids are all grown. I work more hours than I ever did, but it does not, even after coming up on 7 years now, even after 7 years, it does not feel like work. It's something I feel called to do.
Yeah, that's that sense of vocation when whatever it is, the world's great need and our talents meet. And I understand what you're saying. It doesn't feel like work anymore. It feels more like a calling or more like a vocation. That's outstanding. I understand, I think, from private conversations with you, Ted, that this work-study program is not a luxury. It's a necessity. It's about the only way you folks can really make the math work. Correct me if I'm wrong, but expand on that, if you will, because I know the level of corporate participation 7 years ago was not anywhere close to what it is today. And just unpack that for listeners a little, if you will.
Sure. It is a critical piece of the financing of a school. We're talking about the mission side of it, and how transformative it is for the students. And it surely is. And what the money side of it is that it is, should be, the work study revenue should be about half of the total budget of a Crystal Ray school. And then we ask the parents to pay part of that, part of their tuition, and typically based on their income, it's 10 $20 to $30 a month. And then we fundraise the balance because we're a private school. We don't get any state or federal funding. And so the work study is a, like I said, critical to the overall financial picture in terms of a Cristo Rey school. And 7 years ago, we were at maybe 38% of our students in paid and funded jobs. This past year, before pre-pandemic, we raised that up. We'd raised it up to 93%, what we refer to as paid or funded jobs. And then the pandemic hit, and we've took quite a step back. So many of our job sponsors just weren't able to bring students into their into their offices. So we're back at 53%, but hopeful for this coming year. So that's one of our, I know it's one of our later questions, but that's one of our greatest needs as a school.
Yeah, understandable. All right, let's move to the next question. I actually have two more. Where are you folks going? I think any time folks are kind of get wind of a nonprofit doing great work, they kind of want to know, is this sustainable? You know, what is the vision 1 year, 3 years, 5 years? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'll take that question. We just, our board of directors just finished a 5-year strategic plan this past summer. And so we are looking at a 5-year strategic plan and building around that strategic plan. And the five imperatives, strategic imperatives that we're really focusing on over the next 5 years, of course, is educating the whole person, delivering academic excellence, providing a meaningful work-study experience for our young men and women, ensuring the sustainability and a community engagement, and supporting the learning environment. So those are the five big pillars that we are going to be working on over the next 5 years. And a big part of that is, as Ted said, is the corporate work-study experience, what excellent academics we can provide these students, and how we are sustainable over the next 5 years so we can continue to do this wonderful work in the urban core of Kansas City for a long, long time to come. So those are really the areas that we're going to be focusing on, that we meet with our board on together to discuss how we can improve in areas, what we can offer our students and future students at Cristo Rey, and how we can provide this experience that will educate the whole person in all kinds of different ways, through your faith, through academics, through any way you can think of. So we really are focusing on those and making sure that those are at the priority, that, you know, focal point of our priorities as we move forward over the next several years.
Excellent. And the Cristo Rey Network, this goes back to 37 schools now, starting in 1996 in Chicago. Is that declining, growing, static? How is that moving, if at all?
You know, it's actually growing. So it's we added two schools this past year, and they're hoping to add another two schools next year for a total of 39. So they...
Excellent.
It takes a couple years to open this school. So they look at different cities all over the country that they think can provide this education, as well as the job market for these young men and women to have that corporate work study experience. So their hope is to continue to grow and to provide this opportunity. So it is a growing network in a time where Catholic schools, especially in the urban core, are closing or coming together. So it's a great mission, and something that we're very proud to be part of.
Yeah, and I assume these 37 schools or 39, whatever the count is, are all urban core schools. Is that, I guess that concept is applied consistently throughout the nation, John?
Correct. Yes. They and you know, it's been very interesting since I've been on board the last 4 years. There are schools have moved maybe from different areas that maybe they started in. Schools have opened up in maybe diocesan, old diocesan grade schools, or buildings that they could not grow their student population into. So they may have moved to a different area of the city, but they really try to stay in and focused on the urban core. But there have been several campuses all over the country that have built brand new high schools, that have added on to their high schools, maybe their old former grade school buildings, that have purchased maybe a building downtown and renovated that. So there's a lot of movement in that direction, just to make sure that they can provide the programs and provide the space that 9th through 12th graders need in order to have their high school experience.
Yeah, such a challenge. I have Bishop Ward, I've had some experience with them, but I know when Father Hermes was running that, just the challenges he had. I think that's still a diocesan school, and maybe not, but just the challenges he had and the amount of money he needed to raise each year to make the budget work. And then I've got a priest friend in St. Louis, Father Mike Leiden, who did similar work at Bishop DeBerg, which was a school that was once kind of in the affluent part of St. Louis, and you know, demographics changed, and they closed much of it, and it's, you know, a struggle to keep it going. So I assume you know, you folks understandably have some of those same challenges, and that's where fundraising and the corporate work program and so forth comes in. So let's kind of move to the last question. Let's say folks out there are like, man, I'd like to help, but I don't have any extra bucks. I've got time. Or maybe there are folks out there that say, I don't have any time, but I got some extra bucks. Or maybe there are folks out there who say, you know, I do own a business, but I don't know if my business would be compatible with, you know, the type of available work. So what can you tell us? What opportunities are there for folks out there that say, I want to know more? How can I help? And maybe they're just at the stage where, could I take a tour? Could I just see what you folks are doing there at 31st and Broadway?
Ted, do you want to start?
Sure. As I mentioned earlier, the opportunity is definitely there for additional work-study partners. One of the things that's unique about what we do is that we provide the transportation to and from work and provide lunch. So our attendance is in the upper 90% range for our work-study students, and if they miss a day, they have to make it up. So they're very reliable workers, and they're motivated workers, and we are there to support. So that's one of our great needs, is that additional work-study partners.
Could it be any business, Ted, or are there certain businesses that you've found over your 7 years that are just better fits?
It really can be any business. It's really about the people within the business, and they're embracing that mission. So we have everything from, you know, accounting firms and banks, lots of students in healthcare, engineering, insurance, some of the education realm, of course, the legal fields, some in like distribution type businesses, in nonprofits, technology, transportation. So really, it's more about the passion for the mission than it is necessarily about the type of business.
Yeah, and now that I think about it, I could see folks out there listening who maybe are affiliated with a larger company, Garmin, Cerner, whatever, and may not know if they're participating in the program or not. And, you know, maybe if they talk to somebody, there would be an interest. But it sounds like businesses, small, medium, and large, have participated, and the opportunities are there kind of across the spectrum. Am I listening correctly, Ted, or not? So?
Correct. No, we have businesses as small as, you know, 5 to 10 individuals inside the office, up to, you mentioned Garmin, up to companies like Garmin, where they have thousands of employees, so, and everything in between.
I tell you, that transportation, the Cristo Rey bus, right on time, drops the student off, picks up right on time. They come dressed in their uniform, and they're very reliable. They're very polite. They're very diligent. So, yeah, it's we know from personal experience, you back the program, you know, that you're working with the students to keep them motivated and on key and so forth. And these students are working their tails off. Not only do they do the one day a week on the corporate thing, but their academic commitments are pretty rigorous, are they not?
Correct. Yes, they are. They take a full load of classes. We are a college prep school, and so they do take a load of classes. A lot of them get here, actually get on the bus. If they take our transportation that is provided here at Cristo Rey, some of them get on as early as 6:15 in the morning, arrive by 7, and then don't get home again till about 6 o'clock at night. So it's a long day full of great classes, a hard academic program, and then some chances for after-school activities. This spring we are offering girls soccer, track and field for both girls and boys, and then the boys baseball team. So they do have an opportunity not only to come here to get a great education, but also to have that high school experience of participating in athletics or different clubs after school.
Okay. And if somebody, John or Ted, wanted to donate time, are there opportunities to do that?
There are. We have a wonderful coordinator. One of our Sisters of Charity, Leavenworth, Sister Barb Weisler, is our volunteer coordinator and our academic coach coordinator. So we have an opportunity for anyone who would like to volunteer to get involved with our students, either in an academic coach way or in a mentoring way. And there's all kinds of different opportunities for people to get involved in that way. And all they would have to do is reach out to Sister Barbara and ask her to for information. And that would be the best way to learn more about that program for our volunteers.
Okay. I know I ran into Father Hermes about 10 years ago at a Catholic Charities event. And I said, I think I'd like to learn more. He said, well, come see us. And, you know, there was a palpable feel, palpable positive energy. I guess we'd call it the Holy Spirit, just, you know, in interacting with the students, walking through the school and so forth. So I'm quite confident you have the same Holy Spirit moving about there. But are tours available? What if somebody said, I'd really like to come down and see what you're doing? How would they set that up? Or is that even possible?
Ted, do you want to take that one?
Sure. Absolutely, it is possible. We have a full-time nurse, and we're taking all the precautions from taking temperatures of every student and faculty and staff member that comes in the building every day, and mask, of course, social distancing. And so we are giving tours, and if someone is interested, I am probably the best person for them to get in touch with to get a tour set up.
Okay. And we've got a bunch of people who are probably retired who will be listening to this. Let's say they say, you know, I think I just would like to make a donation. Who do they reach out to?
I would have them contact one of our staff members in the advancement area. And that would probably be the best person to reach out to would be Rebecca Summers at Cristo Rey here. She is the head of our advancement department.
Okay. And to keep it as simple as possible for the listeners, is there a general number or direct dial that would save somebody a step of trying to do further research?
Sure. We can give you the school number here is 816-457-6044. That goes directly to the school.
All right. And then you're John O'Connor, the president, and Ted Koppen, director of corporate work study. Very good, gentlemen. How about some closing remarks? Ted or John, just anything that we've missed maybe that you might want to leave the listeners with?
Ted, go ahead. Do you have anything?
Yeah, I would just say that, you know, we have all these success stories, and they're really not just one person that contributed. There's so many people that are a part of that success of those students. Everything from the mentor, the tutor, the job sponsor, the teachers, the coaches, the donors. There's so many components to the school, and so there's a lot of opportunities for someone to get involved, regardless of what their interests are. And every one of those areas is needed. Our students need every one of those areas to, as we talked about, have this transformative experience and to break the cycle of poverty.
Mm. John?
I think Ted had it right on the nose. It's, you know, you definitely have to experience this here at Cristo Rey, experience our students in person, and we're more than willing to, like we talked about earlier, to give tours, to introduce you to Cristo Rey, and we know that you'll fall in love with it. We know that it will touch your heart, and you'll want to find some way that you can contribute time, talent, or treasure to us as a school here, a Catholic school in the Urban Core.
Yeah, and I guess I'd just add these students are so humble. You know, Amaya was kind of a favorite here, and we still have one of our people that follows her. I think she's at Mizzou now, but we learned, and we thought so much of her, we brought her back to work summers, but we learned after the fact, she never said a word to us, that for her to get here in the summers, somebody, her uncle or something, was driving her somewhere, and then she was taking a bus here and then a bus there, and then the second or third mode of transportation would drop her off like a mile from our office, and then she would walk here, you know, after that. She never said a word to anyone here about it. We found out after the fact, but, you know, that is rare to find that level of drive and motivation in someone. So impressive. Very impressive folks that you have there. And gentlemen, thanks for your time, and we appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.